An expression is Alida Hogan. A-L-I-D-A, Alida Hogan, H-O-G-A-N. Date of birth is 11/27/1950. Date of visit is 1/30/24. Please make a copy for Rachel Shearer, S-C-H-E-E-R-E-R. Next paragraph. Dear Rachel, R-A-C-H-E-L, thank you for sending Alida Hogan for permanent evaluation. Next, history of present illness. This is a 73-year-old female who has had a long-standing history of asthma and chronic bronchitis, has been evaluated and was admitted to Advent Hospital with acute exacerbation of asthma and was treated with bronchodilators, steroids, and oxygen, and subsequently discharged. The patient has been on a nebulizer at home, which she uses with the albuterol solution. And she states that she has been exposed to mold at her apartment, and the symptoms have worsened over the past 2 to 3 weeks. The patient also has a prior history of seronegative synovitis, for which she uses prednisone 5 milligrams a day. And the patient has a pet dog which apparently sleeps with her in bed. And she has some symptoms due to exposure to dog dander. She denied any yellow sputum, hemoptysis, fevers, chills, and night sweats. Next paragraph. Oh, can you also mention the patient tested negative for COVID-19? Next paragraph. Past history. The patient's past history has included history of hypertension, history of diabetes mellitus, past history of seronegative tenosynovitis. She has had a current exacerbation of asthma. She has a prior cholecystectomy. Next paragraph. Allergies to IVP diet, aspirin, Bactrim, clindamycin, codeine, Benadryl, and doxycycline. Next, med list included amlodipine 10 milligrams daily, albuterol, NEBS, Q6 hours, PRN, budesonide, NEBS, 0.5 milligrams BID, diazepam 2 milligrams, Q6 hours, PRN, and Synthroid 175 micrograms a day. Next paragraph. Habits: the patient does not smoke, no history of alcohol use. Next paragraph. Family history: mother died of heart disease, father died of diabetes and complications. Next paragraph. System review: the patient denies fatigue or fever, no double vision or cataracts, no vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds. Russia's urinary frequency denies nighttime awakening. She has wheezing and denies hematosis, fever, so chills. There's no nausea, vomiting, no urinary symptoms, no black stools or diarrhea. Denies chest or jaw pain or palpitations. She has anxiety attacks. And she has joint pains and muscle stiffness. Denies seizures, headaches, or memory loss, and nose skin rash, no itching. Next, physical exam. This is an averagely built elderly white female who is alert, pale, but no acute distress. Blood pressure 125/70, pulse 88, respiration 18, temperature 97.6, weight is 238, saturation 96. HE and ear norms, phallic pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, throat is injected, ears no inflammation. Neck, supple, no breeze, no thyroid enlargement, or lymphadenopathy. Chest, equal movements with diminished excursions and scattered wheezes in the upper lung fields with no crackles on either side. Heart, the absence of irregular smallness to no murmur. The abdomen is soft to beasts without masses, no organomegaly or tenderness, bowel sounds active. Extremities, 1 plus edema with diminished peripheral pulses. Reflex of the 1 plus with no gross motor upsets. Cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin, no lesion. Next, paragraph, impression number 1. Asthma with recurrent bronchitis. Number 2 is history of hypertension. Number 3, diabetes mellitus. Number 4 is possible obstructive sleep apnea. And number 5, exogenous obesity. Next, the patient has been advised to use a nebulizer with albuterol and atropine solution 3 times a day. And also advised to get a CT chest without contrast and a complete pulmonary function study. She will use a Trelegy Ellipta inhaler 100 micrograms, one puff a day. A polysomnographic study was ordered. And a patient was advised to come back for a follow-up in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for the consultation. Copy for Rachel Shearer. S-C-H-E-E-R-E-R. M.D. Thank you, Dr. Susan.